Our final LOS for this topic is to explain the effects of exchange rates on countries' international trade and capital flows. We address the question of how a change in exchange rates affects a country's balance of trade using two approaches. The elasticities approach focuses on the impact of exchange rate changes on the total value of imports and on the total value of exports. Because a trade deficit must be offset by a surplus in the capital account, we can also view the effects of a change in exchange rates on capital flows rather than on goods flows. The absorption approach to analyzing the effect of a change in exchange rates focuses on capital flows. The relation between the balance of trade and capital flows is expressed by the identity exports minus imports equals the excess of private savings over investment in physical capital plus the fiscal surplus tax revenue minus government spending. With a trade deficit, the left-hand side of this identity is negative, which means the right-hand side must also be negative. Total savings, or private savings plus government savings, is less than domestic investment in physical capital. The additional amount to fund domestic investment must come from foreigners, so there is a surplus in the capital account to offset the deficit in the trade account. Another thing we can see from this identity is that any government deficit not funded by an excess of domestic saving over domestic investment is consistent with a trade deficit, which is offset by an inflow of foreign capital. The elasticities approach to understanding the impact of exchange rate changes on the balance of trade focuses on how exchange rate changes affect total expenditures on imports and exports. Consider an initial situation in which a country has a merchandise trade deficit. Depreciation of the domestic currency will make imports more expensive in domestic currency terms and exports less expensive in foreign currency terms. Thus, depreciation of the domestic currency will increase exports and decrease imports and would seem to unambiguously reduce the trade deficit. However, it is not the quantity of imports and exports, but the total expenditures on imports and exports that must change to affect the trade deficit. Thus, the elasticity of demand for export goods and import goods is a crucial part of the analysis. The condition under which a depreciation of the domestic currency will decrease a trade deficit are given in what is called the generalized Marshall-Lerner condition. The proportion of total trade that is exports times the price elasticity of demand for exports plus the proportion of total trade that is imports times the quantity the price elasticity of demand for imports minus 1 is greater than 0. In the case where import expenditures and export revenues are equal, this condition reduces to the sum of price elasticities of imports and exports is greater than 1. Which is most often cited as the classic Marshall-Lerner condition. The elasticities approach tells us that the currency depreciation will result in a greater improvement in the trade deficit when either import or export demand is elastic. For this reason, the compositions of export goods and import goods are an important determinant of the success of currency depreciation in reducing a trade deficit. In general, elasticity of demand is greater for goods with close substitutes, goods that represent a high proportion of consumer spending, and luxury goods in general. Goods that are necessities, have few or no good substitutes, or represent a small proportion of overall expenditures, tend to have less elastic demand. Thus, currency depreciation will have a greater effect on the balance of trade when import or export goods are primarily luxury goods, goods with close substitutes, and goods that represent a large proportion of overall spending. Because import and export contracts for the delivery of goods most often require delivery and payment in the future, import and export quantities may be relatively insensitive to currency depreciation in the short run. This means that a currency depreciation may worsen a trade deficit initially. Importers adjust over time by reducing quantities. The Marshall-Lerner conditions take effect and the currency depreciation begins to improve the trade balance. This short-term increase in the deficit, followed by a decrease when the Marshall-Lerner condition is met, is referred to as the J-curve. One shortcoming of the elasticities approach is that it only considers the microeconomic relationship between exchange rates and trade balances. It ignores capital flows, which must also change as a result of a currency depreciation that improves the balance of trade. The absorption approach is a macroeconomic technique that focuses on the capital account and can be represented as the balance of trade equals domestic production of goods and services, or national income, minus domestic absorption of goods and services, which is total expenditure. Viewed in this way, we can see that income relative to expenditure must increase for the balance of trade to improve in response to a currency depreciation. That is, domestic absorption must fall. For the balance of trade to improve, domestic saving must increase relative to domestic investment in physical capital, which is a component of total expenditure. Thus, for a depreciation of the domestic currency to improve the balance of trade towards surplus, it must increase national income relative to expenditure. We can also view this as a requirement that national saving increase relative to domestic investment in physical capital. Whether a currency depreciation has these effects depends on the current level of capacity utilization in the economy. When an economy is operating at less than full employment, the currency depreciation makes domestic goods and assets relatively more attractive than foreign goods and assets. The resulting shift in demand away from foreign goods and assets and toward domestic goods and assets will increase both expenditures and income. Because part of the income increase will be saved, national income will increase more than total expenditure, improving the balance of trade. In a situation where the economy is operating at capacity or full employment, an increase in domestic spending will translate to higher domestic prices, which can reverse the relative price changes of the currency depreciation, resulting in a return to the previous deficit in the balance of trade. A currency depreciation at full capacity does result in a decline in the value of domestic assets. This decline in savers' real wealth will induce an increase in saving to rebuild wealth, initially improving the balance of trade from the currency depreciation. As the real wealth of savers increases, however, the positive impact on saving will decrease, eventually returning the economy to its previous state and balance of trade.